Yeah, probably the best mainstream description would be Tea Party type. You know, I wanted my country back. I didn't quite know why or who from. I just knew that I thought Age of Treason. I thought there was a lot of I was sensing the political polarization. I felt myself on the quote unquote right wing side, the conservative side of that, the Republican side. All of those things are tied together in the mainstream consciousness. And earlier when I was younger, I had an interest in politics, read Karl Marx's works, and had been into politics to that level, not sympathetically. I just read it because it was like, this is what people who know politics read. It didn't make any sense to me when I read it as a 20-year-old because I didn't know anything about race or Jewing. So it was just about central banking and, you know, the proletariat, and what this is senseless without the skeleton key, the Jews and race. You have to understand those things to make any sense of what Karl Marx had to say. But the point being that when I was younger, I kind of looked into politics on a serious level, thinking I want to know more about this. It's important. I want to understand it. And then getting disgusted with it by my early 30s and just kind of giving up on it and focusing more on my career. And it was in the wake of 9/11 was the first kind of bomb that shook my world, and then especially the war in Iraq, and then Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, and the vitriol that the Jew media was aiming at Bush for his treatment of that natural disaster, and the racialization of it was coming out full blown at that point. That's when I really started to become more curious about what the hell is going on here. The immigration situation in Southern California around that same time was coming to a head too. And as I said, it wasn't until 2009 of piddling around in neoconservative and slash conservative politics that I outgrew that and realized they're just wrong about a lot of things. And let me just stop there because, you know, the rest is what most people know, whether from my blogging or podcasting in the years after that, after I woke up.
So did you start blogging in 2005, or did you start blogging?
2005, yeah, it was
Yeah.
it, Katrina in particular was the trigger, but the straws on the camel's back included 9/11 and the war in Iraq, and but I had always had a more of a conservative and even a neoconservative attitude about those things before that, because I didn't understand neo was just a code word for Jew. So, but to me, neoconservative meant the neocons were to me, that meant the conservatives who were willing to fight, whereas most conservatives are just going along with whatever the other side was arguing for 5 or 10 years earlier. And a lot of people have commented on that. That's still going on.
But in a way that is, it is correct. They're willing to fight, but just for the wrong cause.
And when I saw through that, it was like, it was disgusting, that feeling of, geez, I've been duped, and I've been fighting. Exactly, my efforts, my energy was being hijacked and routed to serve Jewish interests.
So did the blog take a different turn then over time, like 2005 to 2009? It took a sharp,
180 degrees. Well, maybe not 180, but certainly, I mean, you can understand it if you went back there and looked at my early posts, which some listeners probably will. You'll be amazed because it's like, this guy is not the same person he is now. And no, I'm not. I was talking, I was upset about the same things that I'm upset about now, but now I understand better what I was upset about, why I was upset, and who to be upset at about it. And that's what's changed.